Just as you reach top speed, you realize your toe is hooked into the flag. An audible crack confirms that all your weight is on that one poor toe.
Life is unpredictable. Best be with News 24's Medical Aid of the Year. Visit bestmed.co.za. BestMed Medical Scheme is an authorized FSP.
Inside your pocket on Kaya Biz.
12:07, you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Well, we're shifting gears now to talk about a story that in one way or another impacts our pockets, impacts our businesses, as well as how it is that we respond to some of the risks that are involved in our global and local environment. Now, many of us might rewind to July 2021. The looting and unrest, which raised a lot of concern and actually led to one of the biggest claims and costs in terms of social disruption that Sasria, a state-owned company, had to pay for, making sure that businesses, organizations and public infrastructure that was damaged in public protests was able to be restored. But on the back of that, Sasria has gotten itself back into the black, ongoing additional capital injection as well from the government, but that doesn't minimize the risks of a potential future looting and unrest that could potentially take place, especially in an election year that we're witnessing here in South Africa. Well, this does bring major questions for us to fully understand and underpin the importance of not only the necessary risk and insurance cover that we have in our country, but even at the importance and role and function of an institution like Sasria. To tell us more, we join on the line by Gcobani Thunyiswa, who is the Chief Commercial Officer at Aeon. If you've never heard of Aeon before, A-O-N, they play a very pertinent role as a global professional services company, essentially providing a broad range of services from risk, reinsurance, retirement and health solutions. Sounds like a mouthful, but Gcobani, this is where you can come in to tell us more. Good evening and welcome.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening to you. Yes, I'm the Chief Commercial Officer at Aeon. As Aeon, we provide advice and solution to our clients. Our job is to ensure that every Aeon client is better informed, better advised, and able to make better decisions.
Mm. And this is important because naturally there's a lot of risk analysis, there's a lot of scenario planning, but also there's a lot of capital involved to cover that risk, because that's exactly the kind of role and service that players like you do provide, is ensuring that should the worst case scenario happen, that there's a full understanding as to how best to prepare for it. Help us contextualize how this level of advice and service offering you provide works hand in hand and in partnership with Sasria as a state-owned company.
Yeah, I mean, part of the job that we do, as I've said, is to give clarity and confidence to clients to better protect and grow their businesses. So as brokers in general, we connect buyers to sellers to complete a transaction. In this case, we give our clients advice in respect of Sasria product, which we normally call a Sasria coupon, which follows an underlying asset policy that a business buys in any case. You know, as you know, any type of business must protect its assets and protect its profits. Mm. So we work with Sasria through their agent companies to provide this solution to clients in respect of riots and strikes when that unforeseen incident happens.
Mm. And this is really critical because, as you say, it's really about protecting the business interests. But when it comes to understanding risk, there's a lot of participants within the value chain of the environments that we operate in. And at a recent roadshow with Sasria, it was very clear that we do need to heighten the level of partnership between the brokers who sell to us as end clients and customers, the insurers who provide the service, the reinsurers who themselves support the insurance companies in having the adequate funds. I'm keen to understand your thoughts on the role of not only enhanced partnership, but how each key stakeholder is critical in sharing the messaging, but also forging and solidifying these partnerships that we seek.
The partnership is critical and is important. As I've mentioned before, we deal with software through agent company, and I think there's also a case for us to as brokers to deal directly with software on these matters. But it's something for Salesforce to consider. So our main function is to provide capital that protects client businesses. So Salesforce plays that role as any other insurer in the country. And you are correct that there are various stakeholders that enable all of that. Our engagement with Salesforce around the product and the education around the product so that we can give a better advice to client is critical. Mm-hmm. And that's why I appreciate the fact that Salesforce is promoting education and training and also wants to be closer to the broking community.
Mm. And this is exactly why we're having this conversation with you, because some might be saying, hold on, just speak to Salesforce themselves. But in speaking to you as a partner organization to Salesforce, it helps us further understand the importance of this partnership and just exactly how it does continue to be solidified. An intriguing aspect that I also think is important for us to know, because as vehicle owners, property owners, business owners who felt the wrath of the 2021 July looting and unrest, primarily within the province of KZN, we also need to understand the further risks that this has posed to South Africa's economy, especially from a reinsurance point of view. I might be trying my luck with this question, but I think it is important that we also get re-educated that should we see the risk or potential for another 2021 looting, it will come at a significant cost for South Africa, because it's become more difficult to get reinsurance and it comes at a much more expensive rate. So help us contextualize that and put it into perspective for us as consumers.
Yeah, any price for insurance product is driven by the loss history. I mean, what happened in July is really coming into focus in terms of how this product is priced going forward. We found a situation where most of the mainstream businesses in South Africa post the July incident had to go to London to source capacity to protect themselves against future incidences like this. Yes, Salesforce provide cover up to a certain point, and then after that we have to go elsewhere to provide protection. And now that is expensive. I mean, we are more involved in the corporate broking space, and I'm aware that, you know, our corporate clients are really finding it very expensive to go to London and the Lloyd's market to find protection over and above what Salesforce can provide locally. And I'm aware that clients are keen that Salesforce goes back to do more than they are currently doing and go back to pre-July 2021 levels of cover, because it is expensive for clients to go internationally. The reinsurers are really driving the prices, and the insurers are taking cue from what the reinsurers are charging for protection. More so, what's the geopolitical situation in Russia, Ukraine, in Israel, Palestine, just adds into the whole complexity of the pricing of this type of protection.
Yes, definitely. I'm so glad that you've put in this into perspective, because so often we think that it's just the local South African companies that need to essentially pay out this cash, but you as institutions yourselves have to raise this capital elsewhere, and when we are observed head and shoulders next to our global peers, there's a heightened level of risk there. So how then do we as key stakeholders, South African customers, South African citizens who might be disgruntled, who might want to take to the streets again to raise our frustrations, especially given that we're days away from the elections, Help us contextualize how this, again, remains a risk factor and that we as citizens need to be more responsible in the expression of our frustrations to make sure that it doesn't add to the pressure we saw back in 2021.
You know, the work that we do, we provide insurance protection to our clients and enable them to grow and protect their businesses. So if there is going to be a similar incident, you know, the businesses will be exposed, and we may find that there isn't enough insurance protection, and that leads to businesses closing down. That translates into our employment figures, you know, not looking good, because now there isn't protection to businesses, and businesses have to close shop because now they cannot recover their losses because there hasn't been protection. So the population may want to express themselves, but we all appeal that we, as you put it, be more responsible in doing so, because at the end of the day, if we are not responsible, it's going to affect the same communities. We all aware of what happened in the townships, and the majority of the township businesses and township economies, you know, don't buy this type of protection for reasons known to us, and the impact then becomes more dire in our township economy, where little protection is bought for the businesses there. So the communities need to be really responsible in terms of how they express their views and frustrations around this period.
Definitely. Oh, Gobani, this is a conversation that I can talk to you about for hours on end, because it really does speak to how we as individuals and citizens live our life, but how it has such a greater impact on the economy, as well as the importance of institutions like Aon and Sasria in terms of mitigating risk in the country. Truly appreciate your time this evening, sir, and ongoing partnership with Sasria, and hope to touch base with you again soon, maybe just to further highlight some of the risks, but opportunities and necessary coverage that we do have as South Africa. Thank you again.
Thank you for your time. All the best.
Thank you. That's Gobani Thunyiswa, who is Chief Commercial Officer at Aon. If you're not familiar with Aon, it is a consulting firm, one that does focus specifically on risk management and insurance, among a plethora of other professional services that they provide their clients. Why is it important that we're speaking to Aon? Well, to understand how they, as an entity, have partnered with Sasria. If you're not familiar with Sasria, where were you in 2021? Sasria essentially playing a key role as a state-owned company in South Africa by having executed the 32 billion rand payout of insurance, largely related to public unrest that was impacted and damaged properties, businesses, public management facilities, and of course, even vehicles that we might make use of. This is important because essentially it provides us with a level of protection as South Africans, that should there be areas of public disruption, that's essentially the insurance that is able to come forward and help us pick up the pieces again and move forward in rebuilding the country and the economy. So, as we've heard, it does remain very critical that we understand these dynamics, and also bear in mind that we can't very quickly forget about the impact of the 2021 looting and unrest, because that 32 billion rand payout was one of the largest payouts that we saw for public service disruption or public property disruption in the world. It's not something to scoff at. When we take to the streets, damage properties, loot, and even cause damage to businesses and other levels of infrastructure, the consequences are there. And essentially, we are feeling them now when it comes to raising more or higher levels of reinsurance in order to cover the damages. So think twice next time you set a tire alight. It's 2 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
Well, this interview was brought to you by Sasria. When things go bad, Sasria makes good.
Am I left or right brained? I'm leaning right, right? However, I do have some left brain tendencies. Perhaps I'm left brained with right brain tendencies. Am I overthinking this? I don't want to be caught underthinking it. Or maybe I'm overthinking about underthinking the overthinking. Which am I?
At R&B, The simple answer is both. When you need a thoughtful solution for financial complexity,